Unscripted.
Unshackled.
Uncouth.
What you're about to hear is for mature ears only.
It's Miguel Fuller.
I would show anything. I'd show my hee-hee and my hoo-hoo and my ha-ha.
Holly O'Connor.
Hey, Daddy, you want to take this to the bedroom?
And Scotty the Body.
I am officially not only the grill daddy, but I'm a hot grill daddy.
Oh, wow.
It's the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
Only from Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hip music.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
My name is Miguel Fuller.
Why do you sound like that? I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I have a bum knee right now, and it's making me feel very weird. My bum knee.
Sorry.
I'm walking around on crutches right now because something happened to my leg or my knee at cycling or a spin class last weekend, and I got there right when it started and I didn't adjust my bike properly, and so like I think I was going real hard and my
knees, it wasn't right.
No, and my knees like bowed out as I was riding because it was too short. And so I like Saturday when I did it afterwards, I felt fine. Like I saw you, Holly. And
that's right.
We had to run an errand together and then I was fine, and then Sunday I woke up and my knee was like, "Fuck your life, bitch." And I was like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "It'll be better by Monday. It'll be better by Tuesday."
I can feel it in my own body right now. God, this thing is weird that I have. But yeah, it's, that's so painful to think about.
It's not fun. So I'm literally on crutches right now. So it's Monday, if it's not better, my doctor was like, "Well, we may look into getting a what do you call it? The scan? MRI.
I probably would be an MRI.
MRI. That's it. So keep your fingers crossed that it's nothing really crazy.
I really hope it's not. That's knee injuries are the worst. Most injuries.
Yeah, most terrible. Injuries are horrible, but that is a bad one.
But I just feel for you so much.
I do want to go over some reviews that we've gotten on Apple Podcasts, because you can always leave a review there. J.R. Germain said, "I love everything about Miguel and Holly and Scotty the Body. They are my favorite morning show, and listening to their podcast, I feel that they have blessed us with the ability to be a part of their lives and help get rid of the loneliness. They also help us see we aren't going through this alone, and that things may be unique to us, but others have also experienced something super similar. I love them for this."
Wow, that is an incredibly deep and insightful comment that means so much.
Right, and that's literally when Holly and I sat down with our very first program director here before we got hired, and he asked us to craft a mission statement for the show, and that was part of it, was to make sure that you listening don't feel alone, because a lot of times in Tampa Bay radio before we started, it was very combative, and
let's be honest, it still is sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Like, we are
That's the mold for Tampa Bay. Hey, we're going to treat each other like assholes, and then we're going to treat you like assholes, and it's fun, damn it.
Right.
That's odd.
Not how we do things here.
No. And you know what? That's fine.
There's a place for it.
Right.
Clearly.
People in this city in radio have made a lot of money doing that sort of radio, and that is okay, but that's just not who we are. As humans.
No. Yeah, honestly, yeah.
I'm not a combative person at all, but I'm really glad that it's coming through that we just want to put a spotlight on voices to make sure that you know that you're not alone, and also to put a spotlight on marginalized communities. But speaking of going back to the past, we have someone, if you've been listening for a very long time, who helped us start the podcast back in the day, and she moved on a few months after we started, and now she has started a podcast, and so we're going to chat with her.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited about this. Gosh, we haven't – the last time we saw her was actually – was it last year when we went up to Chicago for Morning Show Boot Camp?
Yeah, I believe that's when
– that would have been like August 2019.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. And the last time we worked together was in 2015.
Oh, man, that was a long time ago.
Yep. Nikki?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay.
Always the consummate professional for a radio producer.
So this is the original producer of the Miguel and Holly Show, producer Nikki, who is a radio veteran who now lives in Chicago and just started an amazing podcast. But before we get to the like technical stuff, how are you?
I'm good. It's cold here. Just trying to live through this pandemic, you know.
So
not seeing people is fun.
I can't imagine.
Wait, what are the rules in Illinois? Like, because obviously it's different state by state. So what are you dealing with in Chicago?
Yeah, so basically we in Chicago, we have a stay-at-home advisory. It's not mandatory yet, but, like, they're suggesting you don't go out. Like, you, like, basically what our lockdown was, I know you guys were locked down for a little bit, but we were locked down for, like, 45 days, if not more, in March and April. And then so they're suggesting that. It's an advisory, a suggestion. It's not mandatory yet. We just moved the state a couple of weeks ago, like closed down museums, indoor dining's done. It's been done for a while. You can only have 6 people at a table on outdoor patios. And your tents have to be 50% open. So dining in Chicago is pretty hard because it's 30 degrees.
Well, that, yeah. I mean, not many people want to sit outside when they're getting frostbite.
Yeah, and my job just happens to be in the restaurant industry. So, you know, it's fun. We're all evolving.
How have you guys been? Okay, so tell us about that, first of all, so then I can ask the follow-up. How's it been with the restaurant?
Oh, it's hard, but, like, we're making it work. So, like, we're doing fun kits that we did, like, during quarantine. You know, we still decorate for Christmas and the holidays, so we're doing that, like, doing hot cocktail bars, because carry-out cocktails are big here now. We're making our own fun, and, Midwesterners drink. That's the one thing, like, I took away when I first moved here, and they will drink all year long and even in the cold.
Oh, especially in the cold.
Figuring out new ways to do it, yeah.
Well, as someone who's from Ohio, we always would be like, gotta warm up, which is interesting because it actually tends to like thin your blood out and you get colder, but you're drunk so you don't know that. But yeah, you just want to go post up at some cozy nook of a bar and just get wasty-faced.
Yeah, or we're just drinking in the streets now. It's real weird.
Wow. I remember when I lived in Savannah, you could drink in the street and you would literally, like, leave a bar and they would have, like, paper cups that you would just pour your drink in. You'd give your glass to the bouncer.
That is so
and
weird.
Then you'd walk outside and be like, all right, where are we going next? And you just sip on your drink.
Wow.
And it's like, that was so long ago in my life. Wow. When I went back to Savannah last year, I was like, oh, wow, you can drink in the street. And it's actually kind of fun.
That's really weird to me. I don't know.
So we technically have to do it, it's illegal to drink in the streets, but, like, we all still do it.
Oh,
you're supposed to take your carry-out cocktail home.
They're like, we trust you.
Yeah.
Now, so you are working in the restaurant and industry doing that, and then you decided to jump back into the audio content game with the podcast. How did this podcast come about?
Through my job, I've become friends with a lot of influencers here in Chicago, and I met this one body positive influencer named Alex Sassy Confetti on Instagram, and her and I just had really good banter, and I've been wanting to start a podcast, but I didn't know what I wanted it to be about, and I just DM'd her, and I was like, we should do it about dating while fat. She loved it. And it happened. Like, your podcast yesterday about friendships, like building friendships. Like, I've become friends with so many people through Instagram and just like putting myself out there.
God,
and like
that's
following up and making those connections.
Good for you. I remember when you were getting ready to move to Chicago from here. And it was very nerve-wracking because it's like you were leaving all your friends, all your family. What do you do in a new city? How do you make friends? And it's so cool to hear that you literally took the advice of the friendship coach that we had, even though you didn't know that at the time, and then did it. Wow.
Yeah, I did it. I got my networking skills after I got out of radio.
Interesting.
Fascinating.
Now, because I feel like our joke in radio is always like, I don't have any skills outside of talking into a microphone or creating a show schedule. What did you take away from radio into the real world?
I mean, so I basically produce every single day. I create things. I come up with an idea and I make it reality. That's what I do. And that's what I did on a show. So it just, this happens to be, I make content for social media or marketing campaigns, or I design restaurants. So like, that's what I took and hustling and hard work, like not saying no to anything.
Right.
Apparently that's weird for like normal life, but in radio you say yes to everything.
You have to, or you're out.
Yeah.
You got to say yes to everything. That's what we taught Scott when he first started, is you never say no. You just keep on going.
Even when it's the stupidest shit ever. Say yes.
Time working 60 hours a week for so many years, like you still say yes to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll be there. Ugh. So what is the name of your podcast?
It is Swipe Fat.
Swipe Fat. Now,
oh, that's a cool
Swipe
name.
Fat. Because you swipe left and right on apps, dating apps. So you're swiping fat.
I love that. And so what is every sort of episode about? What do y'all focus on?
So we're focusing on dating while fat. So like dating.
She's like, dating while fat, Miguel.
Yeah. We're fat and we're dating. Dating's hard. Mm-hmm. For anybody, but like when you're fat, it's even harder. And I know probably you guys are uncomfortable with me using the word fat and calling myself fat right now, but we're also talking about that and like how you can be hot and plus size at the same time, and like all the struggles we go through and the things people say to us and how we've overcome them and just the different struggles we're dealing with.
Okay. So I saw an Instagram post that you guys had done, and I don't remember which podcast this was, like what number of the podcast it is. But it was really a fascinating look, because you're like, okay, so does the photo that I have on this app make me look fat enough?
Mm. Yes.
Talk through that for a minute, because when I read that, I was like, girl, what? But it made much sense.
Mm. Yeah. So that, like, we actually made a TikTok, and that got us, we got pretty viral, like 500,000 views on it. And that's how we started building our community. And it's so exciting. But so many people, we learned so many people do the same thing. So I will ask my friends, like, before I'm going on a date, to check my profile and be like, this looks like me, right? I'm not going to surprise him, because you can tell a guy, you're bigger, you're plus size, you're fat. And he's like, no. And then you show up and he's like, I don't usually date big girls. It's like, bitch, I told you what I look like. Like, you have full size, full body pictures of myself. Why are you surprised?
Mm.
But they're still somehow so surprised that we had the audacity to catfish them, but we didn't. So it's like, so you become a little self-conscious about it. So then you and like, I've annoyed all my straight size friends and they're like, yeah, that's what you look like. Stop. And I've learned so many other, like, not even just girls, so many gay guys have messaged us and like, we're like, we do the same thing.
No, it's true. No, I remember like,
I remember, Miguel, you had something similar going on, but I didn't think about it in the terms until Nikki put it in that way when I read it on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, there was like a very marked turn. I remember like in my early 20s, I would always do the, you know, how can I look skinny, or let me be in a group shot. And then I remember it was like maybe the third or fourth date I had been on where the guy was like, you could instantly tell when you were not what they expected. And then you just want to be like, you know what, let's just go ahead and end this. Like, let's just not try to pretend. And then I was like, fuck that. Like, I'm going to put my entire self out, because that's the worst thing in the world, is when you're sitting down to a date and you just, there's no energy, there's no chemistry, and then you're trying as the performer to be like, ooh, let me tell a funny story, let me make it okay. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, you know what? This is who I am. If you don't like my man tits, then sorry about ya. And so you just put them all out there.
And so I guess you have to almost do it to like, hey, this is to scale. Like,
right,
hello,
right.
This is me, this is who I am. There shouldn't be a surprise.
Yeah.
Weird that there is still.
So even though like I'm so confident in who I am right now, and like, I feel like all my pictures look like me in person. Like, I look the same, but I still have this like little dragon in the back of my head saying, but you might look too good there. He might think you're skinnier than you actually are.
Mm.
So
I just, it didn't cross my mind. So I appreciate you opening that viewpoint because
that's
I was like,
and privilege.
Yes, I have it. I have it. Yeah. And I'm now, I want to work on being better as an, as I guess, you know, being aware and helpful.
Walk me through that. I've never heard that term before, thin privilege.
Well, I mean, so there's like, I mean, there's skinny people who have like, skinny people who get made fun of because they're too thin or get like yelled at like all the time. I feel they go through similar things that fat people do, but there's like people who, you know, you gain weight up and down, like you, but you maintain pretty much, like you can go into a store and buy any clothes you want. Like I can't go into any single store. Right. Like some store. Well, actually I'm lucky enough that I can, but if I was a size two sizes bigger, I couldn't. I shop in a plus size section. That people look at me weird on the street. Like if I'm eating a sandwich as I'm walking to work, like I'm going to get looks because I'm fat and eating. But if a thin girl's doing it, she's not going to get looked at any different.
Right. I can feel
there's
that.
Just, there's judgment.
Right.
There's a little judgment. And I think like it's hard to explain. I still have fat phobic thoughts in my head. Like I still deal with fat phobia, internalized. And some externalized, like I have to catch myself and be like, no, bitch, like, stop. It's okay. Or like, this is the way it should be. But it's all a learning process. Being fat positive or body positive is super popular or trendy right now. Like a lot of like Instagrammers or bloggers, like thin ones, straight size ones will do that whole, like, it's okay. Like to be real, be yourself. And then they sit down and like, they have the little tiny tummy roll, but it's like, stand up. Do you have those rolls? Like you're beautiful both ways. Like it's your little extra skin isn't the same thing as the person who's 250 pound, what they're dealing with, or even like the girl who's 190. Right. It's very different.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I never looked at it that way. From a personal standpoint, Nikki, like I feel like when we knew you, you were very confident when it came to your work and your abilities as a producer. But the Nikki that we knew in 2015, I felt like in her personal life, was sort of timid. You were, I think, like you had just moved into your own apartment by yourself. What changed you into this confident, powerful woman that we're hearing now?
Well, I learned that I'm more than just my job. That's one thing. I think like that was a big, me moving to Chicago and then 8 months later losing my job, like was heartbreaking, but I learned a lot about myself. I think that, so I had gastric sleeve surgery right before you guys started and I lost like 100 pounds. I don't think that changed me. Like I learned like my weight, who I was, like that didn't like define me. And I've gained some of that, like a good portion of that weight back. And I'm more confident now than I was when I was 200 pounds. So I think it was just like learning myself and growing to love me.
Man, I'm so glad that you went through that journey. And it sucks. And I don't want to like trivialize the fact that you did move so far away from home, got this dream job, lost the dream job, then literally had to reinvent yourself personally and professionally. So it's not like, it's certainly not like it was like, oh, I was just walking the park and then I discovered myself.
It was easy. It was great.
No, it was like trauma inducing stuff here that changes a person, but it has so changed you for the better into someone that is so confident and positive.
And I also think leaving radio was really good for me because after I left you guys, I went on to our sister station and I was tormented every single day and shamed about my weight by listeners.
Oh, girl, that whole station is, let me be sensitive. Yeah.
The community.
Sort of.
The community of
right. listeners that listen to that station can be a bit of a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry because they allow that.
Right.
That sort of environment, that sort of snarkiness is celebrated. And it might sometimes make for good radio, but it's also very negative and harmful.
Right.
And so when you went over there, we were excited because it was more along the lines of something that you were, your radio skills were being used for.
Yes.
But it was, it could only be mentally tragic.
And that would be pathetic. I was pathetic on that show.
It's so, it was sad. Like,
it was sad. It was like, whatever. But that also show wanted me to come on and talk about this podcast. And I was like, I don't think that's a great fit.
Yeah. No, right. I get it.
Right. Right. Because, so. I mean, and you've learned this now, is that you've got to protect your heart and your soul and what you allow into your gates, into your forces.
Mm-hmm. Those are boundaries.
Absolutely. And if you allow it just for the sake of my podcast now, then it's going to tear down all the defenses that you've built up. And it's like, I don't need that. I'm good. There are so many other resources to promote and to build yourself up than to wade back into those waters. And so that.
I just felt like yucky thinking about you potentially doing that talk. And I was like, oh, don't do it. Ooh, don't do it, girl. Yeah.
Your life just isn't content now. That's the one thing. Mm-hmm. My life isn't just content. It's kind of crazy. Mm.
What was the hardest part about making the transition from radio to the quote unquote real world?
I overshare and I talk about everything.
Yes.
That's not normal. Having a normal schedule is weird. Mm. People think it's strange. I still wake up at like 6:30 every morning. Not being done by noon and having to work until it's dark out.
That would suck. Yeah. I feel like that would suck so much. How do you handle those long days?
I can't imagine.
But also, it, like, I feel my age for the first time ever.
Mm.
Like, think about I could go out on a Tuesday night and not have to worry about being asleep by 9 o'clock. It was kind of amazing.
Scott's over here like, I wonder what that must be like.
Well, like you'd really do. Same. You have to sacrifice. Like last night I went out and like I just saw, like literally just went to a friend's house and had dinner. And I'm like looking at my watch the entire time because I'm like, I know what hour and how tired I'm going to be in the morning. Yeah. And I had an hour and I was like, I know I'm going to feel like crap in the morning.
Yeah.
This is what I sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to fall asleep like watching TV with boyfriends. Mm-hmm. It's embarrassing. They'd be like, oh, it's 8:30. I got to go home.
Like literally we have our Christmas break coming up and we're going to Atlanta into a cabin for a little bit. But when we come back, I have like Monday night, we're going to go to Bella Brava. Tuesday night, we're going to go to Armature Works because I'm like, we'd never get to do that. And I feel so bad for my fiance because like, because
he's a normal person.
He's a normal person. He wakes up. Well, now he wakes up early, but like he has a normal job. And before we got together, he was like, oh, I'd be up till like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm
that's
like,
normal.
That is insane. Like, how do you function? He goes, but I didn't wake up till like 7 or 8.
Right. I'm like, it's like, that's an okay thing when you're a normal person.
Right. That just boggles my mind for some reason.
If I'm home, I still go to bed like at 10:30. So
yes.
I'm still a grandma.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm all about that life. Yes.
I love that. So what are you wanting to get out of this podcast? What are you trying to build? What are you trying to create with this?
So we've met so many women who are going through the same things, or like they're going through the same dating struggles, or they haven't like come, like they haven't crossed the border of where they feel confident and they feel worthy of love in their own body. And we want to make them feel worthy. We've heard from so many like women who they're their only fat friend in their group. All of them are straight guys and none of their friends understand what they're going through. Right. One DM'd me and she's like, yeah, my skinny friend just watched my 600-pound life and now thinks she understands me.
Oh dear.
Girl, you're like uh-uh.
So it's, yeah, or all these problematic things, or they'll tell us, we basically are becoming like their fat best friend, and I'm obsessed with it.
Wow, that what a great culture and a great community you're doing for people that may not have an outlet.
Yeah, where like I get DMs every single day about their dates, and we just started a Facebook group, like a private Facebook group, so they can all communicate with each other and feel like put up their Tinder bio and be like, are these pictures okay? Like, this is my Facebook profile. Like this, so it's like they're in the apartment with us drinking the bottle of wine and talking like Alex and I do.
I literally just got goosebumps from that because I feel like that is what makes audio content great.
Yes.
Is that you're able, and what makes podcasting so great is that you can create this community where people felt so alone.
Yeah.
And let them know. And that's how we started the podcast before we got you on, is that's what we've had people sort of communicate to us about our show and the podcast. But you're doing that in a different realm. And I love that, because how many of these women have probably been killing themselves trying to lose weight, or felt not normal, when it's like, you are okay. You are okay with yourself. And you are letting them know that they're not alone in that, and creating this inclusive community.
That's the word. Thank you for that. Inclusive. Yes. That's what I was looking for.
Inclusive community. And that, Nikki, I'm very, very, very proud of you.
I love this growth. I just want to point out that when we've, because the moment, actually, it's interesting, Miguel, you said this before you got Nikki on the phone.
I know what you're about to say.
Is that when Miguel and I moved here to Tampa, and you remember our very first PD, and, you know, we all got matched up together, and we were in our little office, and he's like, what's the vision for, you know, which, by the way, was just the Miguel show at the time.
Oh, true.
What's the vision for the Miguel show? And like Miguel said at the beginning of the podcast, we had this vision of inclusivity and making people feel connected. And what else, Miguel? I don't remember exactly what we said.
I think it was making people feel like they are a part of something greater and elevating the Tampa Bay community.
Yes. And Nikki, I remember you started crying. I'm not trying to throw you under the bus or anything here. I think this is a great lesson. So you started crying, and I remember vividly, I can like picture the room, and you were like, I just don't understand what you guys think you're trying to do here.
Right.
Because you had never seen anything like that. Because, and like we said earlier, the Tampa Bay community in radio is not really that way.
Right.
Everybody likes to be snarky, and everybody likes to like pull the rug out from under people. And so that was what you knew in radio. And so when our hippie asses came in and we're all like, we just want to love everybody, you were like, what the fuck did I sign up for? I'm going to lose my job because like, this
so we're
is
we're not going to talk to this porn star and make fun of this person. I don't know how to do that.
But like, life has dealt you such a way, and you've conquered so much that you literally, you've become your own brand of inclusivity and making people feel something, and that something is good. And it's just incredible.
Who would have thought?
I love it.
I love it.
I still make the same comments on the podcast. Like, I'm still snarky and like condescending, but we have a community.
Yes. And that's great, because that's who you are. But instead of like turning so, like, I almost feel like a lot of that was also turned inward. Some of those, like, those snarky, and it came from a place of self-doubt. Mm. But now it's coming from a place of self-confidence, and it's being used for good.
Yeah. It's a wild ride.
I love that. Before we let you go, Nikki, I want to ask, do you have any advice for Scott, who is sitting in your chair in your position that you sat in now almost 6 years ago when we started the show, which is crazy. Half a decade we've been here in this studio. Do you have any advice for Scott as he's sort of coming up in the radio world?
Well, so I do have real advice, but also, Scott, I've been wanting this since I met you when you guys were here last, August? Mm-hmm. I really want you to start twerking to slow songs. I think it'll go viral. Sad songs, like Twerk It Out.
Yes.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Just twerk it out to slow songs.
Look at Nikki, world-class producer, always giving advice, always giving content
Nikki
advice.
Has
I love
some
it.
Some great damn ideas. So absolutely. Write down slow twerking.
Got it.
I mean, if you guys need a shadow producer, I might not have a job in a couple of weeks, so I'm down.
Come on, girl. Come on.
I'm going to stay here, but like, I'll wake up an hour earlier.
There you go.
But I mean, so I think, you know, you just have to hustle. You have to do everything. But I think, so I listen to your podcast, every single one. Like during quarantine, it was really great for me. I'd listen to it the next day, like while I was getting ready for work.
Thank you.
I love this. Scott, you have such big dreams. Mm. Such big dreams and ambitions. But like, not, this isn't like a knock, but I think like, work hard in the moment of what you're doing right now.
Yeah, no, I agree. I literally have something written just like that, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Also, you got to move to grow. Like, they're not going to like you saying that, but, like, you moving might be the best thing ever, because is Cox going to give you full time? Is that happening anytime soon? Are you prepared to work 6 years? Like, it's hard. it's hard work. I used to sleep under desks and do all the things and make pennies. I worked two jobs. I was working like 80, 90 hours a week, barely surviving. But it was for my dream, and I was like down to do it. So I think that's, it's a struggle, and you have to decide that. But that's just keeping you.
Right. I love that. That's great advice. Look at Sky. You got
it's like the advice that nobody really wants to. We don't really want anybody to tell Sky.
Right. We're like, no.
It's like, but it's the realist.
But it's true.
Because Miguel and I did that. I mean,
absolutely.
We're not going to stop him from doing it. Obviously, we want him to grow, you know?
Yeah. I think, like, I'm glad I only got a full-time job because I decided to move. I just happened to move, you know, to market number 3 to make that thing a reality. It failed, but I did it.
You took
and
a leap.
So I think you have to you have to leave at some point. But then there's also people who stay in that cluster for like 20 years and have great careers. So I think it's you seem to have the magic, like the special something. So it could work there.
I love all this.
How do you feel about that, like, Scott?
Got a lot of stuff to process. I said it a couple podcasts ago, but I've been going through a lot of just thoughts that I just didn't think I'd have at this time in my life. And so it's very helpful to hear those things. And it's the moments that happen like that or this conversation, it just helps because there's so many times where I'm like, should I be thinking this? What am I doing? Am I not grateful for what I have? And I'm not talking specifically about leaving, but it's just the fact of like picturing my life, picturing next year. What if my, you know, what are my big goals and my ambitions and what's going to get me there? What do I need?
Yeah.
And it just all,
I think it's awesome. Life. Maybe finding those things outside of radio. So you can still do the show and like be happy and content with what you're doing on the show, but still getting those fulfillment outside of it.
Yeah.
Because it's a hard struggle. I think I told Miguel and Holly once a week. I was like, I don't know if I can keep doing this part-time thing. And, like, you do it because it's what you want and you work so hard for it.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
Yep.
It's true. I feel like everyone that sat in that chair, you hear it about probably after, like, the first couple months.
The shine wears
off. And then they're like, girl, I don't know if I can keep doing this for this part-time money. And you just feel so bad because we have zero power over it.
Yeah, I wish we did.
And it really sucks that we don't. But it's like every person that sat in that chair, we've always said, you got to do you, boo. Like, we're going to be okay and we're going to be here. But we want you to live your best life and do what's best for you and grow and shine like Nikki has, like Jared has, like Ryan has, and now Scott. And everybody's gone on to, like, flourish in whatever they were supposed to be doing.
But if you do need a part-time job, Starbucks really great, and they offer a bed. especially that one on 4th Street.
I love it.
I start at 4 a.m., and then I go onto the show. I, like, get to the station at noon. They have an afternoon schedule. I'm sure they can make it work.
Okay.
Well, if anybody over there listens, I do like coffee.
and listeners come through all the time.
Oh, there you go. Give you a little tip.
See, that's great.
And I always say hi. Yeah.
I love it. Well, Nikki, give us the rundown again. What's the name of your podcast, and how can people find you on social media?
So it's called Swipe That. We're on Spotify and iTunes. You can find us on TikTok at Swipe That and Instagram at Swipe That. And if you want to be a part of our community and start chatting with all of us, you can search Swipe That Podcast on Facebook, and it's a private group. And we'll accept you, and you can start shedding all your secrets.
I love it.
Me too.
Nikki, we are so proud of you. Keep doing the damn thing.
For real.
Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Yes, I will. Friday night, here I come.
I love it.
All right, bye, Nikki. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Oh, I love that. That makes me so happy.
That gave my heart so much joy.
Yeah.
I just feel so good. What a good way to, like, go into the weekend feeling all happy and stuff.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Well, we're going to start the week on Monday on the podcast with some personal news for a member of the show. So if you don't listen to our regular on-air show, we got to spend a podcast delving into some issues with someone on the show and a personal life change that's happened. But we'll get into that Monday on the podcast.
Alrighty.
Holly, what's all your social media?
Oh, geez. It's Radio Holly on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. So definitely find me there. Say hey.
Scott?
At Scott Tavlin, S-C-O-T-T-T. A-V-L-I-N.
Platypus! You can always find me everywhere on social media at Miguel Fuller. If you want a Miguel and Holly sticker, you can always email me, miguel@hot1015tampabay.com.
Yes,
I was like, wait, what's my email address?
Oh, dear.
And also, please make sure if you want to be on the intro of the podcast, just download the free Hot 1015 app and leave the intro recording there on the open mic feature, and we will feature you next week. Have a great weekend.
Catch up with the previous episodes of the Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast from Hot 101.5.
Just hit up the Hot 101.5 app, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
Search Miguel and Holly Uncensored.